One of the most debated subjects in Nashville right now is how or whether the city will build a new Major League Soccer stadium at the Nashville Fairgrounds. Almost every day, there's a new contract being discussed or another city agency making a decision. So WPLN's Tony Gonzalez is here to sort out where things stand and where they're going with the stadium. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Jason.
So a lot of the details seem to be up in the air on this, but the Major League franchise has been awarded. So where is Nashville in terms of getting this team?
Well, this is complicated. The simplest part is that the city won the franchise bid from the league. That was big news back in December, but it was by no means a completely finished plan, especially for the stadium. The council voted resoundingly in favor of a deal. The stadium would be paid for mostly by the team, the city would upgrade the fairgrounds, and Metro would provide some land for private development around the stadium. Since establishing those basics, it's been a battle. A lot of officials would say that this much debate would be reasonable for a deal of this size, but there are those out there who want to block the stadium, especially at the fairgrounds. And we should keep in mind that the stadium and its location were absolutely key in Nashville, even receiving this bid for the team over other larger cities.
Well, you mentioned that divide. What are the factions? Who really is for and against this stadium plan?
I would say there are at least three camps of people out there. There are the pro-soccer leaders who say a new stadium at the fairgrounds is a key piece of keeping that property relevant into the future. They also say the project would generate far more tax dollars and economic activity than it would cost the city. They also see soccer as a unifying sport for the city's international residents. On the other end, there's the strong opponents. Whatever they think about bringing MLS to town somewhere, they think a stadium at the fairgrounds is a disruption and too costly. And there is a pretty interesting middle ground. There are neighbors and activists who have fought to create a community benefits agreement. Basically, what that does, it says that they would be happy with the team and the stadium only as long as there was affordable housing nearby it and good-paying jobs associated with the project. They do say they have 30 council members backing their ideas.
Well, as this deal meets a very critical juncture, what are you going to be looking for in the next couple of weeks?
Yeah, you know, there are at least five MLS bills going to the Metro Council for debate. That will happen this week at a special meeting next week, and there could be a final vote on September 4th. There are also other groups, the Fairgrounds Board, the Sports Authority, that have decisions to make. Overall, I think everyone is just trying to see how large or small the alterations will be on the stadium deal. It's kind of on this tightrope right now. If council members lose faith or if they need more time, that could make it tough for the stadium to be ready by 2021. That's the year when the team says it wants to start at the fairgrounds.
Well, and we haven't even gotten to the public referendum possibility that was brought up last week. If that happens, it seems like that could be make or break.
Yes. So in addition to all of these other debates, there was this sudden announcement that some council members want to ask the public in a ballot measure to approve or disapprove Metro's bond financing for the stadium. We'll hear a lot more about that this week. The referendum idea could get shot down, but if it gets on the ballot, then yes, it does seem like that could be a make-or-break vote for bringing MLS to Nashville to a stadium at the fairgrounds.
Well, so what if the stadium at the fairgrounds was rejected? Does that mean no more Major League Soccer team for Nashville?
This is a really hard one. We can say that the Nashville team is already supposed to play its first year somewhere else before the new stadium would be ready. But MLS does make stadiums a priority. They've delayed a team in Miami for several years because of the lack of a new stadium. And there's this big battle going on now in Columbus, Ohio. The owner is considering relocating to Austin because he's dissatisfied with the current facility. So we can say that stadiums are a huge deal in the MLS.
Well, thank you, Tony.
Thank you.
WPLN's Tony Gonzalez has been following all of the ins and outs of the Major League Soccer stadium deal. We'll be tracking those upcoming debates and votes on our website, WPLN.org.